Pearl Jam on the Eagle Morning Show, Zepp here. Our guest, Mike McCready, stepping away from Pearl Jam and putting together an all-star lineup for the Peak to Sky Festival, July 5th and 6th. We were talking about the Friday lineup. Now it's time to start talking about Saturday, July 6th. And the party gets started with our very own Paige and the People's Band, which is a great way to get everybody in the mood and kick off that party. Glad they're a part of this on Saturday. And then you coaxed three-time Grammy Award winner Brandi Carlile into joining this little party on Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm amazed, and Brandi's a dear friend of mine, and I'm so proud of her for how great her new record is. We're talking about great records. Her record is unbelievable, and you know the three Grammys that she got were a great indication of that. And I felt like she deserved that. The first time I heard her record, she played it for me, and I'm like, this is so unbelievable. This better do, you know, people better be aware of this. And in my mind, and then it turned out bigger than I could have even imagined for her. So I'm very proud and excited for her, because that record just is amazing. Her, by the way, and I love her, and I can't wait to see what she's going to do. And you know, hopefully she's going to come out later on in the set, and we've done some cool stuff together. And maybe we'll do some more of that, you know. Well, but she'll bring it. She's a beautiful singer songwriter, and people know who she is now. And yeah. I love her dearly, and I can't. I'm so proud that she's won all that stuff. And, you know, she worked really hard. She came from playing at the Pike Place Market, which we you know, she was a busker down there many, many years ago.
Yeah.
You know, three-time Grammy. So
yeah,
she
right.
Worked very hard.
Yeah, well, we're very excited. I don't know if she's ever played in Montana before. She may have, but and even an old rocker like me, I think I have five or six of her songs in my MP3 player. So I'm super excited for that. And now the Bane Act, the big headliner. Do you guys have a name for this band?
You know what? We don't have a name for our band yet. We got to get a name. That's right. I feel like we need to get. Can I get back to you on the name?
You know what? We'll have a contest here on the Eagle, and we'll
talk about not promoting a show. Talk
right.
About not the wrong way to promote a show. Don't have a name, and then talk about your band.
Wait, I've got it.
Yeah, it's got
Mookie Blaylock. No, wait, that didn't work out the first time.
I was so over that name right after we. Immediately had that name, but we had to have some name when we opened up for Alice in Chains back in the day. I remember that, but
yeah.
I remember immediately being over it.
Oh yeah, you know, I remember that story. I was watching, you know, some doc on Pearl Jam, and then you guys went up to a coffee shop, as I recall from the documentary, and sat around and batted around and came out with Pearl Jam.
It was a list of two names. Or, sorry, there was a list, two lists, and there was multiple names on each side, and you know, just kind of. There was different names on it. Mang was one, M-A-N-G, and there was, you know, a lot of kind of stuff that we would say. You know, there's a sarcasm in Seattle kind of dialect, and there's probably some of that going on that list. But Pearl Jam, I think out of it, the Jeff and Ed had seen Neil Young two nights before that, and there was a large jamming going on, and I feel like that was in their consciousness when that was kind of discussed and thought about.
Our guest this morning, Mike McCready, Pearl Jam. We're talking about the Peak to Sky Festival, July 5th and 6th in Big Sky Town Center.
I can tell you who's in the band if you want.
Yeah, please.
So you may have already said this, but we don't have a name right now, but we're working on one seriously, and I will get to one as soon as possible. But Chad Smith, the drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, phenomenal smoking drummer. Taylor Hawkins, the drummer for the Foo Fighters.
You have two drummers.
Singer, turns out. So he will be singing a few of the numbers on the evening and drum duties. Molly and Whitney and Leah from Thunder Pussy will be there that night on Saturday night and doing a few songs. My dear friend Jeff McKagan, who I grew up with here in Seattle, Washington, from Guns N' Roses, will be playing bass.
Yeah.
And then we have hopefully a couple of you know, special guests coming that we haven't nailed down yet, but it's going to be a good evening of a lot of rock.
I guess one of the things about being in an all-star band is you can play any damn thing you want.
That's kind of true. You're kind of it's kind of true, but you kind of want to make it interesting. You know, at least it's got to flow in a certain way. And I've been, you know, stressing about it and excited about it and all of that. So we were discussing it. That's the fun part. I can do, if I want to do a Van Halen song, I can pull that out. And that's kind of my history is I grew up with that. And, you know, so I know how to do a little bit of that. And in getting to explore some Van Halen for me is very exciting. You know, the early stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't do that in Pearl Jam, so it's fun to be able to kind of finger tap and stuff. And
I'm sitting here daydreaming suddenly about you playing Eddie Van Halen solos, and I'm getting pretty damn excited.
I'm going to give you what you want. I'm fine. Anyways.
Does everybody else have some input in this playlist, or are you pretty much putting it together?
No, everybody has input on it. I just sent out a version of it right now. I have some kind of potential names here. Let's see. Hot Pearl Pussy Fighters and Roses. That's Molly came up with that one. So Hot Pearl Pussy Fighters and Roses.
It sounds nice. I like it. It's a working title, but we're going to run with it here on the Eagle.
It's a working title, but that's our Mookie Blaylock right there of this band.
I love it. Our guest this morning, Mike McCready. The big show is July 5th and 6th. What else do we need to say about this, man, except that get your tickets now because I imagine this is going to sell out. Yeah,
we have tickets available, but they're selling. And, come on out after July 4th and have a blast.
What an amazing week that's going to be up there. We have our Thursday night, July 4th, Music of the Mountains show. Big Sky's such a great place to be that week anyway. And then July 5th and 6th, Peak to Sky. Mike McCready, thank you so much for taking some time and hanging out with the Eagle listeners this morning. Really appreciate it.
You got it, Zep. I appreciate it. Thank you for helping promote the show, and I hope to see you out there.
Wouldn't miss it for the world. There he goes, Mike McCready of Pearl Jam, and now Hot Pussy Pearl Fighters and Roses. I forget what the working title is, but do not forget to get your tickets. The sooner the better. PeakToSky.com. Friday tickets, Saturday tickets, general admission tickets, some reserve quantity, VIP if you want to get the group together. PeakToSky.com. All right, I'm ready for another Pearl Jam tune. Here's one Mike McCready wrote for their 10th studio album, Lightning Bolt. Name of the song, Mind Your Manners. On the Rock of Southwest Montana, The Eagle.